here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
Yeah, going to kick it off with some sad news. Unfortunately, the passing of Dean Jones, one of Aussie great cricketers. Yeah, he was only 59 years. He was over there old. He was over there in India commentating out of his hotel room with Brett Lee. Brett Lee tried CPR on him, couldn't revive him, and they had no idea because he was tweeting to a couple of fans only a couple of hours earlier. So really sad news. One of the great cricketers between 84 and 94. Everybody will remember when he got his double ton, but when you walk out there and you see him, you know, if we needed 20 runs off five balls, you'd send Dean Jones in. He had the old zinc across the nose, helmet. He was fantastic.
Yeah, that double ton he scored, he was as sick as a dog tummy up in India.
Was he?
It was a million degrees, and he batted for hours and hung in there for Australia. I mean, many legendary stories about that bloke.
Yeah.
I'm a cricket nerd, so don't start me.
All right, I know you're all ears, both of you. All three of you.
Hello.
How many years is that? Six.
Six.
The Bachelor last night. It was the grand finale. Stick with me.
Is that on?
All right,
now, Irina won.
I missed it.
Okay, now, who? Irina won. However, this is what Lockie was looking for.
Here's to meeting the most perfect girl in the world.
He was looking for G-I-W-W-I-W, the perfect girl in the wheel. But it was a dilemma because he loved them both.
I love them both. How am I meant to do it? That you don't break up with someone that you love.
He's covered in inspirational tattoos. Yeah. I'm sure you could have found one that would have helped you out on your arm or your leg or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
it's a bit of reading to do.
Yeah, a bit of reading, yeah. Came to the end, and like I said, it was Irina, whatever, blah, blah.
Spoiler alert.
I didn't even know that. Oh, come on, if you didn't see it last night. So this is what he says, right, near the end with one of them.
Because I love the adventure.
Oh. You know I love the adventure too.
We go kayaking through the Amazon for 3 weeks. 21-day hike.
Don't get in your head.
Through the Himalayas.
I'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't know this. Nah, I'm out. Don't give me a ring, a rose, anything. I sleep in on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Sundays I do my own thing. Yeah. Normally washing. I'm not trekking, hiking, kayaking anywhere. Bugger off.
Yeah, we're just going to the motel room at the back of the Wallaby. Yeah. I got one for you. Qantas. You know how they retired?
Speaking of Wallabies.
They retired the 747.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently people have gone mad for memorabilia, and part of it is to buy all those fully stocked booze trolleys that come down along the aisle. And you can get, there's two, you can get either the half trolley chockers with booze. I could tell you what's in it if you ring up, if you want to know. But they're $975 for the full-size cart. They call that the spider.
Yes.
That's $1,474.70.
So good.
I costed it out.
I would love to buy one of those.
Me too.
I remember the Richmond Footy Club used to drink it out all the time. We'd try to. We never got to the end.
Oh,
is that right? Well, guess what? They put them up for sale and they sold out a couple of thousand of them in 2 hours. 2 hours gone. Yeah.
Oh.
Is it COVID drinking? No. It's husbands. Right? It's husbands who want to play Friday night games, if you ask me. Hello, here comes the hosty.
No, and all the wives are like, another thing to put on my list for the weekend. No.
Better make it two trolleys.
And that is what you need to know.